Welcome back to Current Affairs, our show about the stories of love gone fatally wrong that are in the news right this very minute. So, guys, these shorter contemporary stories come out every Friday, while our very full-length deep dive episodes come out every Wednesday. Today, we begin with the case of Cedric Robertson and Nikita Davidson.
40-year-old Nikita was reported missing on Thursday, April 11th, after a two-vehicle collision near a cemetery in Birmingham, Alabama. When investigators got to the scene a little after 2 a.m., they found one of Nikita's powder pink Nike sneakers. They also found evidence of a shooting or assault.
Even though it appeared that there had been two cars involved, the only car that remained was a Chevy Traverse SUV. The following afternoon, authorities located her car in what was described as a wooded dead-end area. Sadly, Nikita was found dead, stuffed inside the trunk.
So far, not that much has been shared about the events that led to Nikita's murder. She and 37-year-old Cedric had been dating for less than a year. According to her family, however, Nikita was trying to get away from Cedric, who was a convicted felon.
Investigators believe that Cedric used the SUV to ram into Nikita's Saturn Outlook before shooting her and stuffing her body inside of her own trunk. Then they allege that Cedric drove her and her car 4 miles away before ditching the car and the body.
What followed was a 36-hour manhunt that included not only local police but also U.S. Marshals. Cedric was arrested around 6:40 p.m. on Friday, April 12th. He was ultimately found in hiding just a 3-minute drive from where he had left Nikita's car.
So far, authorities have not identified a motive. Cedric is being held without bond in Jefferson County Jail. A GoFundMe page set up by Nikita's family called the ordeal a, quote, senseless act of violence, leaving 4 children without their mother. Our hearts go out to those kids and the rest of Nikita's family, and we will make sure to link the GoFundMe in our show notes.
Next up, we share the sad and disturbing story of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. Earlier this morning, authorities in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, released what they call a critical missing warning for Sade, who was last seen Monday, April 1st.
Her family had gotten worried after Sade texted her mom to ask for $15, something her mother Sheena said was very unusual, and then failed to show up for her shift at a pizza restaurant.
The next morning, after the announcement, authorities discovered a car fire near Sade's home in a vehicle that turned out to be owned by her.
Later on the same day, a severed human leg was found in a park about 10 minutes outside of Milwaukee. The county sheriff's office posted on Facebook that they were investigating it as a homicide and asked for anyone with credible tips or information to please share them.
On Thursday, April 4th, police arrested 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson. At the time, they did not mention the possible link between him and Sade.
That Friday, the sheriff's department found another body part near where they had discovered the car fire. The following weekend, additional remains were found nearby the severed leg that had previously turned up.
On Friday, April 12th, Milwaukee authorities announced that Maxwell had been charged with 3 felonies relating to the murder and dismemberment of Sade Robinson. They claimed that on Tuesday, April 2nd, Maxwell had, quote, intentionally killed Sade C. Robinson, mutilated her remains, and set her car to fire in an attempt to obscure potential evidence of the killing. The charges were first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson of property other than a building.
According to the authorities, on April 1st, Sade and Maxwell had gone on their first date, going to a restaurant where Maxwell had previously worked. According to a bartender, the two had a, quote, casual conversation before leaving together. From there, they allegedly went to another bar and then seemingly back to Maxwell's home. Police believe it was there that he killed Sade. While searching Maxwell's residence, they found blood in the bedding, on a path leading to his basement, and in other locations. Sade was attending high school and was also studying criminal justice at a Milwaukee area technical college. She was scheduled to graduate next month. That is absolutely terrifying.
So sad.
This investigation is still ongoing. We will, of course, keep you posted with any updates. But for now, I'm Jessie Prey.
And I'm Andy Cassette, signing off for Love, Murder, Current Affairs.